Now, through the magic of live radio, we again join Folly Gerard in a remote corner of America as he continues to travel down the byways. Today, Folly has parked his deluxe motorhome in Royal Center, Indiana, where he's prepared to bring us another of his homespun reports. So take it away, Folly Gerard.
For many of us mature Americans, the familiar figures of our childhood have all but vanished from the national scene. The early morning footsteps of the milkman are seldom heard in today's suburbs. Gone, too, are the streetcar motorman, the old clothes man, and the neighborhood vendor of fresh produce. But here in Royal Center, Indiana, a man named Merle Boggins is striving to keep one bit of our heritage alive. For Merle Boggins is that once familiar figure who is rarely seen today, the small town grouch. And Mr. Boggins, I'm sure your type still sends a reminiscent chill of fear through many of us older folks.
Well, thank you for those kind words, but of course, it's the younger folks I'm really anxious to scare. As the town curmudgeon, I play a vital role. Excuse me a moment. Hey, you little punk! Pick up that candy wrapper before I ram it down your throat.
Well, that threat certainly did the trick, Mr. Boggins. The tyke couldn't have been more than 5 years old, but he jumped to obey your command.
Yes, I can see the terror in his eyes. He'll be having nightmares about old Merle Boggins. You can bet your boots on that.
You seem to derive a good deal of satisfaction from playing out your role as the town grump here in Royal Center.
Oh, yes, I feel I'm rendering a service to the parents of this community when I scare the wits out of their kids. We have almost, you know, juvenile delinquency here. As a result of... Hey, you! Don't leave your tricycle on my sidewalk. Haven't you got the sense you were born with? You see that? I love it when they burst into tears and just take off that way.
Yes, I can see your enjoyment. You were saying that your sour disposition is... helped rid the town of juvenile delinquency, too?
That's right. You see, young children are naturally afraid of adults, and I'm a large man who makes an imposing figure for them to fear.
Well, that's quite true. You must be well over 6 feet and...
No, actually, I'm 5'8", but I weigh over 300 pounds. Children find that frightening.
As well they might. You feel that screaming at them teaches a respect for elders that keeps the kids out of trouble, is that it?
No, it's not so much a matter of respect. It's more that I terrify them enough to make them stay home where they can't bother anybody.
Well, I did notice that there are very few children on the street here, but I thought maybe they were just in school somewhere.
Oh, no. Most of them are hiding in upstairs closets or attics. However, few who have the money are probably seeing their psychiatrists about now.
Their emotional problems will all result from being frightened by you in their early years. Is that what you believe?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Now, this little town supports 26 psychiatrists now, and they all tell me I've done a great job of getting our young people thoroughly warped. That's what makes them good citizens. Now, years ago... Oh, excuse me. Hey, you little brat! Don't pick those flowers, or I'll wring your scrawny neck.
I think he fainted.
Yeah, some of the smaller ones do. Now, as I was saying, every community used to have a town grouch years ago, and believe me, children stayed in line a lot better than they do now. With nothing to scare them but TV and movies.
Yes, your type does present a more clear and present danger.
Say, I was badly frightened by a crazy old man when I was young, and now I'm just doing the same thing for the next generation. That's the American way. But there aren't many of us dedicated grumps left. Oh, hey, you in the stroller. Go home. I don't want to see your ugly little face around here.
And so, once again, the quiet of a small-town afternoon is broken by the rasping, ominous voice of Merle Boggins. And there aren't many like him left in America, and for those of us who remember the local curmudgeon of our own childhood, Merle Boggins is like a touch of yesteryear pulling at our heartstrings. We'll remember Merle as we pack up and leave Royal Center to hear the other stories that are waiting to be told down the byways. Until our next stop, this is Farley Gerard saying so long for now.